I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here's something that a few years ago, during the worst fighting in Iraq, you would not have heard. That's the trailer for a new Iraqi motion picture. It's called Son of Babylon. The director is Iraqi filmmaker Mohammed al-Daraji. Welcome to the program, Mr. Daraji.
Thank you, Marco.
Bombs are still going off in Baghdad. Maybe you can tell us, first of all, how you actually make a full-length feature film in a country that's essentially still at war.
It is nightmare. It's not easy. But if you believe in something and you believe in and doing something for your country and doing something for Iraq, you go for it. And I spent for this movie about 4 years working and preparation for this film. And thanks to God, it's been finished and it's gone to Sundance.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that. And Sundance is end of January, so you'll be here for that. So you started making this 4 years ago, 2005. That was really some of the worst fighting that Iraq has seen. When you first started shooting, did you have to go around with a crew of bodyguards?
Not really, because we don't have the budget for that. Two, we need to work with the Iraqi army. We need to encourage the Iraqi army, the Iraqi police. And it was working very well, and they were really, really professional and really, really would like to protect us and to make everything easy for us. But of course, it's difficult.
Mm. Tell me what Son of Babylon is about. What's the plot?
It's about a 12-year-old boy. He's a Kurdish, come from northern Iraq with his grandmother, coming from the north to the south in Iraq, 3 weeks after the fall of Saddam regime, looking for his father that has been missing since the Gulf War in 1991. And with his grandmother, they make a journey through Iraq from Baghdad to Nasiriyah to Babylon to Basra, searching for the missing people in Iraq.
Tell us first about the main character in the film, the boy's grandmother, because she has a pretty interesting background.
All my actors, they are non-professional actors. So I work with normal people because this is important for me. So I went to a lot of village in northern Iraq to find the real woman to act on this film. So I find this woman that she was one of the women that witnessed against Saddam Hussein in the trial in the court against him for his genocide that he did it in the north of Iraq. And she also has been lost her husband for 22 years.
And given her background, it sounds like she probably didn't need a whole lot of direction for that.
She did a fantastic job, but sometimes so difficult for her to understand that she's acting. When I took her to the mass grave that she visited once she was looking for her husband, and then I brought the new mass grave that I rebuilt it with my crew and my team, yeah? She was so emotional. She was crying. I was crying. All my crew were crying, you know? So it was really quite emotional for me and for my crew and for all the people that work on this film.
You also returned to Iraq from the UK 8 years ago as an activist for Iraq's film industry. And recently, you helped organize an outdoor film festival. And one of the films people watched was a feature you made in 2005 called Alam. I want you to tell us where people saw the screening of this movie.
That's very nice. Iraq have 275 theater, you know, and all of them being destroyed during the war.
Not a single one is still around?
Just 4 theater is still working, and they are showing very bad films because there is no any distribution company in Iraq, and Iraqi family cannot go there because a lot of pornography and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
And Iraq is 30 million people live in Iraq. It's quite unbelievable that 30 million people did not have any theater or any cinema where they can go. So me and my team, we came with the idea we're going to do a mobile cinema film festival. And we started in Nasiriyah, in the south of Iraq, where it's 400 people attend with family in the open air, you know, and people love it. And then I went to the village in the south of Iraq, and where 600 people attend the screening, and people love it and talk about it. And the project started, and we show our films in 8 cities around Iraq. And then we ended in end of November 2009, where we shown it in Baghdad, but we couldn't in October because it was the bombing, the last bombing that happened in Iraq, and the security was not safe. And then we decided to show the films where the recent bombing happened in downtown Baghdad. And we decided to light candles by destroyed location and to have our screening there. And it was amazing feeling for all the Iraqi there, because it's attended by 300-400 people, and people have a smile on their face because they can see there is a culture, can see there is a moment of hope in Iraq.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, it must have been really inspirational to see this, but at the same time, it's risky.
It's risky. And to be honest with you, I was holding my heart and I was planning exactly on the time with my team, with the Iraqi police, with the Iraqi army to secure the location, you know. But it is a challenge. When you live in Iraq, it is risk to live in Iraq.
Mr. Daraji, may I ask how old you are?
I am now 32 and I'm heading to 33 and I'm quite old.
You're full of energy and life. I'm wondering if you've ever been close to giving up on a film project, though, since you got back to Iraq.
I had this feeling a lot of time, to be honest with you. And a lot of time I give up and I turn my back to whatever I came to do. But there's something called my parents, my mother and father. There's something called my niece and nephew, the children of Iraq, that bring me back and let me do my work. You know, during my film Ahlam, when I was shooting in 2004 and 5, I was kidnapped twice by Al-Qaeda and by the Shia militia. And all of that, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm giving up. I'm not going back to Iraq. But something always come back to me and say to me, you know what? It is your, maybe it's your faith, it's your destiny that you need to do that.
Iraqi filmmaker Mohammed Al-Daraji, his new film Son of Babylon has been selected to screen at the Sundance Film Festival in January. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.